menacing music. I am so excited to have our next guest in the studio. He is one of our favorite guests here on the program and one of my favorite authors. He is he's the author of many series, but the latest is the hugely successful NYPD Red series. So he started this with James Patterson. Then he took it on for its own. It's now up to NYPD Red 8.
Eight.
And the 1159 bomber. And in the novel, a bomb explodes in a crowded New York subway station at exactly 1159 a.m. Not all that long from right now.
Tick, tick, tick.
The next day, a second blast rips through a busy department store again at 1159. As the bomb goes off with a clockwork precision, the death toll climbs and businesses shut their doors as the city hunkers down in fear. Enter NYPD Red detectives Kylie McDonald and Zach Jordan, who face their most twisted case ever in a race against the clock. Sounds awesome? Well, you're right. It is. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Marshall Karp to Studio A. How are you, my friend?
I am actually amazing. I want to talk about the book, but I will tell you, I just came back from Iceland, where I was invited to be a speaker at Iceland Noir, which is a huge book festival. And oh my God, let me just tell all your viewers, after this is over, book a trip to Reykjavik and spend a week in Iceland.
Now, I saw pictures of you there, and you're with George R.R. Martin.
Yeah, George R.R. Martin. And
this is the Game of Thrones guy.
They shot the Game of Thrones. And I was with the president of Iceland.
Also the president.
And her husband. And I said to her, Madam President, I will say something to you that I would not say to Hillary Clinton. She said, what? I said, you have the coolest husband. And he was incredible. And a bunch of other, like, rock stars, and somehow I snuck in. Chris Whitaker, All the Colors of the Dark.
Yes.
I mean, Ragnar Jonasson. I mean, so many people.
So what brought you there? What got you there?
They invited me.
Well, obviously.
I mean,
what was the name of the event?
Oh, I thought you meant Iceland Air Flight 614. leaves JFK. No, the event. Two authors.
Was it like four mystery writers or just writers?
Oh, it's writers, but it's also filmmakers. Lasse Hallström was there, along with Lena Olin. It about 2013, Ragnar and Yrsa, two of the biggest authors in Iceland, decided to put together this festival at the darkest time in the year. The sun comes up around 10 in the morning and sets at about 3:45. And Iceland has almost no crime. And yet they have more crime writers and the more people read, more people per capita read in Iceland than any other country.
So did you have professional responsibilities at this event?
Just clean up and no.
I mean, you spoke.
I was not on a panel. It was the Marshall Karp show. For an hour, I was interviewed. And the author that was going to interview me was got sick at the last minute. And so I brought Detective Danny Corcoran, NYPD retired, with me. And the festival said, would Danny do it? And so it was great because he knows me. And I go into these things with a whole different attitude. It's not me, me, me. It's more like there's a lot of readers and a lot of writers, wannabe writers out there in the audience. Let's talk to, like, I mean, I wish I could ask your audience right now, what would they like to hear about?
Yeah.
Who among them are writing a book? Let me give you some advice. Let me pick my brain. But right now, I'm here for shameless self-promotion.
So the book comes out on Tuesday. It's NYPD Red 8, and we are...
The 1159 Bomber.
The 1159 Bomber.
The subtitles are getting more and more important, yeah.
Well, and this is important because it really tells you a lot about the book.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Now, all right, so let me ask you, these characters are great. Man, these characters are fun. And so what is it about them that you want to, that you enjoy sticking around with them?
Well, the main characters, they are real people and they have real world problems. And in fact, the A plot is about a guy who's trying to destroy New York City by setting off a bomb at 1 minute to noon every day. So New Yorkers know when the next bomb is going to go off, but...
But where?
They don't know where. So they stay home from about, you know, 9:15 till, you know, 2:45. I mean, and so commerce shuts down, transportation shuts down, and every day he affects... The first one is a subway station hit on transportation. The second day is a department store hit on commerce. And then he goes on and on. And so that's exciting. But the characters, Zach and Kylie, each have their own issues to deal with. And in fact, and Kylie's husband has been missing since book four, and he resurfaces with a huge problem. I love the characters, and I love coming up with the new characters. The guy who is leaving the bombs, he's crazy, but he has a real reason for doing what he's doing. And there are people, I think, who can relate to his yeah. mission. Yeah.
The tagline I love, it's 1159 and the city that never sleeps is afraid to get out of bed.
Yeah, I put my best people on that line.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you did. Marshall Karp is our guest. The new book is NYPD Red 8, The 1159 Bomber, and it'll be out on Tuesday, which is exciting. That's very exciting that you have the book coming out and that it is that you've – can you believe you've done 8 of these?
No. I mean,
I mean, you've done a lot more than that, many other novels, but just for this series, 8.
I know. 20 years ago, I made a decision I would write. I had on my bucket list was write one book.
Yeah.
And this is my 16th bucket. And it's incredible. It just, the one book was successful, The Rabbit Factory. It started the Lomax and Biggs series. Then James Patterson called me. He asked me to write a book for him. And then I went to James and said, I have an idea. It's called NYPD Red. It's an elite task force of the New York City Police Department that deals with the big stuff, especially crimes committed against the rich and famous. And the series took off, and there was an NYPD Red 2, 3, 4. And finally, Jim started working with President Clinton and Dolly Parton and a couple other heavy hitters.
Yeah.
And I said, Jim doesn't write 30 books a year. So I was doing enough of the heavy lifting and I just took over the series because it was my idea. And
here you are.
And here I am. And I'm so thrilled to be. I'm working on NYPD Red 9. The last couple of weeks came up with this. I was going to say, okay, Marshall, take a vacation. I've got another book in me. And all I can say is keeping this stuff up you don't get old.
Yeah. But I don't want to say revitalize, but it seems to excite you.
Oh, my God, yeah. Someone on Quora once asked me a question. If there were nobody else on the planet, if you're the only living person, would you still write?
Yeah.
Of course.
Why not?
I mean, if you were a singer, would you sing? If you're a dancer, would you dance?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll write. And then a couple of days later, I will read. You know, Google recently had my date of birth as June 4th. 1900. And my wife, my wife said to me, you should call them and have them fix it. And I go, oh, no, no. I said,
I want to be 125 years old.
I said, people will follow me on social media, Marshall Karp, author, on Instagram, just to see if I make it to 126. And she goes to me, because she's my wife, she goes, you're an idiot. And I go, another good reason to follow me on social media. I mean, if I can make Joe laugh, and he's a tough nut to crack.
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, this this book I found to be, it had all the hallmarks. I don't know how to say that. It was, because I love the humor in your books. I love how the characters talk to each other. I love the plotting and how everything is so precise. And this just one seems like everything just seems to come together really just perfect.
I got to tell you, Joe, I think this is by far the best in the series, maybe my second or third best book ever, because the one that came before it, not in the standalone Don't Tell Me How to Die, was The Hill I Was Willing to Die On, and it took me 7 years. Oh, in fact, there's 12 free chapters of Don't Tell Me How to Die at the back of NYPD Red, because when people read the first 12 chapters, they won't walk away. It's the story of Maggie Dunn, who's 43, everything to live for, but she's dying. And so she's on a mission to make sure her husband and kids are okay when she dies. And rather than leave them open to the women with casseroles, she sets her mind to finding her replacement before she dies.
12 chapters seems overly generous to me.
Oh, please, Joe. It's, you know what, I wanted
people.
It is a nice gift, and I look, if you give people a,
if you give people, nicer for a new book that I hadn't read, but you know that's fine.
Okay, when we're off the air, I'll tell you my premise for the next book. No, it's. I don't want to just do a trailer. I don't want to do a blurb.
Yeah.
Readers are about reading, and if you're caught up in the book after 12 chapters, you're willing to pop for whatever, and these days on, the book is available in libraries. You can read it for free. It's available at indie booksellers, but it's also available electronically for a couple of dollars. I want people to read the books. I'm not about, like I said, I'm not about selling. I want people to read my stuff.
Sure. I understand that. I do think it's interesting, because sometimes I get caught into this thing where I see a book. I'm looking through online, and I see a book, and they said, oh, press here for a preview. And I press there for a preview, and then it's like the chapter, the chapter page, and then the opening picture, and then you get like two pages, and then it just ends. And I'm like, I don't know what to make of this, but 12 chapters, my God, I get a good idea.
It also sounds like you have to buy NYPD Red 8 to get the 12 free chapters. Go to my website, KarpKills, KARP. bangbangkills.com, and there's 12 free chapters.
I'm sorry, is that bang bang?
Well,
bang,
bang? I didn't want to have to spell kills for your audience. This is bang, NPR. Bang.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. That's great. That's really good. Again, the new book, NYPD Red 8, The 1159 Bomber, and it's just really terrific. Will you write about Iceland? Do you think that will wind up in a book?
You never know, because everything is an experience. I might write about this interview. I'm serious. You never know what will come up. But, yeah, I probably, now that I know something, now that I've actually been in the geothermal waters of the Blue Lagoon, and met the president of the country and hung out with, like, George R.R. Martin. If it doesn't creep into one of my books, it will surely be all over Marshall Karp, author, on Instagram. Yeah. Because people like that stuff. They don't want just – it's not about plugging yourself. It's about telling them what the life of a writer is like. And when I did my thing in Iceland, everybody was sitting – all the other writers were sitting up on the stage and waiting for the clock to strike 00, and then their interviewers would start. I didn't do that. I had Danny come down into the audience and introduce me, and then he finally said, "And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is, get ready, thriller legend Marshall Karp." And they look up on the stage, and I'm not there. And a few seconds later, I am in the middle of the audience with a microphone, and I go, "Hey, I'm over here." And they all look, and I go, "There's two reasons. The first is I'm a crime writer. My job is to surprise you. So, were you surprised?" And they all, yeah, cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
And then I go, "The second reason is because there's a lot of you sitting in the audience who are looking up at that stage and saying, I want to be there." And I said, "I relate to that. I was right here with you not too many years ago. So now let me take you and tell, let me take you on a journey and how I got from here and I walk up the stage to up here." And then I go, "It was a dark and stormy night." And they, I mean, once you do that with a crowd, and at 3 o'clock,
eating out of the palm of your hand.
Well, then, no, there are a couple of people came to me. It's like I go to these 3 p.m. you know, things and doze off. But my you know, congratulations, Mr. Karp, you kept us awake.
Yeah, that's great. Well, yeah, good
no,
for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I love doing it. I love the interaction. I love being the writer who got from here to there and sharing it with other writers and using the quote from Richard Bach that says, "A professional writer is an amateur who didn't quit." Don't quit. Just keep writing.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, you keep writing. The
This would have been a good time to play me off the stage.
No. You got more time than that, buddy. Let me ask you because I do find this fascinating. But you, in doing this, I think you do this more successfully than a lot of authors that I know, or that I deal with. Which is that you have no problems when you finish NYPD Red 7 to do something else, or and then something else, and then come back to NYPD. Red 8, mm-hmm. which seems to me that would be the kind of thing that I would want to do if I were writing, just because it's a diversion. It keeps everything fresh. It keeps you fresh. And it also, for the audience, lets us see what's going on.
I think the worst thing that a writer could do is fall into an easy rut. And after I wrote NYPD Red 6 for James Patterson, I took a break because I said, I can do the next NYPD Red, but I don't want to. I want to challenge myself. The one thing, if you read my books from number one to number 16, whether you like it or don't, you will say, I could tell one thing, this guy is not phoning it in. I care. And I'm hardwired that way. My mother dropped me on my head when I was a kid. You know,
oh,
no, that's just
didn't.
Who I am.
No, she didn't.
No, she tried. Joe, you've met me. You love me.
I do.
I love
very
you
much.
Back.
Let me ask you this. But even when you're writing, when you're in the thick of it, and you're down there, and it just, you know, maybe the day isn't going the way you had planned, and you think to yourself, wow, I think I'm going to go out and hire myself a stable of writers to come in and do this work for me.
Oh, no. That James Patterson did not hire a bunch of co-authors because he had trouble writing. He had a brand, and he couldn't his publisher was happy to take the next James Patterson book. And at one point, I think he did 25 books in a year, and he writes one. You know,
go ahead.
One of my favorite authors is Donald Westlake.
I think it's got to be more than that, though, of 25 a year. They're out every damn day.
And that is sort of a problem because Don't Tell Me How to Die was released in March.
Yes.
And the groundswell is moving. That's why there's some, it's discounted right now by the publisher. That's why it's still getting a lot of talk. If anybody's on TikTok or Instagram, you just type in Don't Tell Me How to Die, it's amazing how many people talk about it. Oh, there was this absolutely cool video on Instagram. There's a bunch of women in a book club in Texas, and every month they choose their book by passing around a bag, and they have seven or eight books in the bag, and they pick out a title, and they go, this month we won't be reading, and so, until there's one left, and they said, this month we will be reading. Now, Don't Tell Me How to Die has been in that bag 4 or 5 months, and each time it's picked for we won't be reading. I just saw the video, and the first woman picks up, and she goes, this month we won't be reading. Oh, Don't Tell Me How to Die. And the next woman goes, this month we won't be reading. Oh, Don't Tell Me How to Die. Every slip of paper in there was Don't Tell Me How to Die. And they say, okay, Marshall, you're on.
You finally got it.
And that is from having some traction. If I release a book and put another one out 3 weeks later, readers need time. Put it on your TBR list. Am I too excited?
No, it took me a second, and I just realized in this split second that I don't know that I've ever used the term TBR, to be read.
To be read. Oh, yeah. It's just a very in term among readers.
Yeah.
They have a.
Because I usually say it's on the nightstand.
Oh, well. this is a family show.
What were you going to say?
I've seen it's on the nightstand. Charlie Sheen used to say
stop.
I apologize to your audience. It's been a great night.
But you have the stack of stuff, and you go, but no, I like TBR. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. The new book, NYPD Red 8, the 1159 bomber, it comes out Tuesday.
They can pre-order now, you know.
Sure.
You know, and it comes out with free chapters, 12 free chapters of what?
Of Don't Tell Me How to Die.
Mm.
I have one thing to do before I die, and time is running out.
Yeah.
Time is a thing with you.
Well, time is a when you get to be my age, Joe. Yeah. No, time is not a thing. I think life is fun. When you're ready to punch a ticket, you're ready to punch a ticket. But I'm having a great time along the way.
I want to say that if you go to carpkills.com, which is Marshall's website, carpkills.com, you can see both books, NYPD Red 8 and Don't Tell Me How to Die, are right on the front page. And it says learn more, and then right under that, read free chapters. So it'll give you, get to test out both these models. Check the tires, run them around the block. You can get to see these incredible novels and start the process and get you ready for Tuesday when NYPD Red 8
comes out. It's a great Thanksgiving read. It's like a holiday. We purposely timed NYPD Red 7 came out on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. It's a great holiday read. A lot of people are going to be on an airplane. This will not put you to sleep.
No, a lot of people will be avoiding their family.
I didn't want to say that because I've already used up a bunch of my chips.
I mean, certainly not me, Marshall, but you know there are people.
Oh, I am going down to North Carolina to visit my daughter and her husband, and I'll just throw this in. We don't have to play. My daughter just became a number one best-selling author. She wrote a book about retirement, but not like, oh, what do I do with my money? It's called From Work to What's Next, and I'm going to give you a copy of the book because it's perfect for you because it's about transitioning, and it is so better than being the number one best-selling author myself is being able to say my daughter Sarah Karp Charles is a number one best-selling author.
Well, congratulations.
Author.
That's very exciting.
It's a big deal.
All right. We're desperately out of time, but I want people to know that they can go to karpkills.com. They can get NYPD Red 8 on Tuesday. They can read chapters early. You're the best, my friend. Thank you very, very much. Have a beautiful holiday season. Welcome back. I'm glad you had a great trip and great pictures. And I appreciate you being here, and I just appreciate you.
I love you.
Love you back.